Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of 5-minute inner child healing with yours truly, Laura Bennett. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage from your childhood? You know that feeling when something triggers you and suddenly you're right back in those old patterns. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? This podcast is all about ditching that heavy backpack and learning to nurture that precious inner child within us. Because let's be real, a happy childhood doesn't always equal a happy adult life. But with a little bit of shadow work, you can rewrite those old scripts and unlock a whole new level of emotional freedom. So, buckle up for today's episode where we dive into the beautiful practice of nurturing your inner child. Get ready to tap into some major healing power because this is going to be good. First things first. Understanding what it means to nurture your inner child. It's not about becoming a kid again, no. We're talking about creating a safe and loving space within ourselves where that little version of you can finally feel seen, heard, and validated. Think of it like a warm hug from your past self, a gentle reminder that you are worthy of love and belonging exactly as you are. Now, here's the secret sauce. There are 5 key takeaways to unlock this inner child magic. Number 1. Embrace playfulness. Remember those days when life was just one big adventure. When imagination ruled supreme and laughter was your superpower. It's time to bring that joy back into your adult life. Take a playful walk in nature, dance like nobody is watching, or simply doodle whatever comes to mind. Number 2. Give yourself permission to feel your feelings. Bottling up emotions is like putting a band-aid on a gaping wound. It'll only fester and hurt more in the long run. Acknowledge those childhood hurts, allow yourself to grieve them, and then release them with compassion. Remember, feeling your feelings doesn't mean being overwhelmed by them, it means honoring your emotional journey. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. That inner critic that's constantly judging you. Yeah, time to put a stop to that. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. Remember, you're not perfect, nobody is, and that's perfectly okay. Mistakes are learning opportunities, not failures. Number 4. Set healthy boundaries. This one's crucial for emotional healing. It's about saying no to things that drain your energy and yes to what truly nourishes your soul. Remember, you have the right to protect your emotional well-being. So put those boundaries in place and reclaim your power. Number 5. Create a safe space for your inner child. This can be anything from a cozy corner in your home to a quiet spot in nature where you feel truly at peace. Decorate it with things that bring you joy, light some candles, play calming music, whatever helps you create a sanctuary where your inner child can finally relax and heal. Now let me paint your picture. Imagine a young girl who grew up feeling overlooked and unheard. She carried this weight on her shoulders, believing she wasn't worthy of love and attention. Years later, she's still struggling with self-esteem issues and people-pleasing tendencies. But then she discovers the power of nurturing her inner child. She starts playing games, journaling her thoughts and feelings, and expressing herself creatively. Slowly but surely, she begins to heal those old wounds and rediscover her true worth. That's what we're talking about here. So take a deep breath and remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and inner peace. It's time to ditch the backpack of emotional baggage and embrace the joy of being your authentic self. Start by nurturing that inner child today is the best gift you can give yourself. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of inner child healing magic. Let's spread the love, shall we? Until next time, keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.